The Music Lovers, a Harry Stoner Mystery No. 10 by Jonathan Vallon, narrated by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. How it happened I was in the office that Friday night, when I should have been in a bar like Arnold's eating a hot turkey sandwich and downing a cold beer, is in retrospect a piece of sobering irony. I'd stayed past my usual 5:30 closing to listen to music on the radio. WGUC was playing an opera by an obscure Polish composer named Szymanowski. I couldn't understand a word of the libretto, but I liked the choruses. I'm a sucker for the cracked harmonies of Middle European choirs with their sudden Slavic growls and weird, hilarious wails, like wind in organ pipes, or criers in a minaret. I probably would have stayed late, even if Szymanowski hadn't caught my fancy. Business had been miserably slow all month, and my lady friend, Joe Riley, was out of town for 2 weeks. I had nothing to do and nowhere to go. I consoled myself with the fact that it was bitterly cold outside. The heart of January, with an Alberta Clipper sailing straight down the Ohio Valley. I had a bottle of scotch in the desk drawer, and a dime novel in the corn crib, a detective story written by some woman from Nome who was as arty as Szymanowski. The scotch helped. It's amazing what scotch will do for bad prose and Polish music. Anyway, the wind was whistling through the ranks of Szymanowski's chorus, and the Nome detective was just working her way out of a well of dreams, close quarters, I guess, and damp as a diaper, when I heard the office door creak. It was either the door or a Polish tenor.